In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you to us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you who enlightens the rational with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts, that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen.
If I was to pose the question, at what moment in your day or routine do you tend to think deep and thoroughly, reflecting on your life circumstances, issues, plans, etc.? Would your answer be when walking, resting with a cup of coffee and reading the newspaper? Oh, I don't know. That's an old age newspaper. But showering maybe, when you're in bed? Maybe at church during services. Now, them's are what we sometimes can refer to as downtimes, right? Times where you can relax and think. They are times where and when the mind and the body are somewhat clearer. Well, at times our spiritual lives entail downtimes as well. Times to ponder on our circumstances, especially the negative ones. Those circumstances that cause us a lot of confusion, heartache, broken-hearted as well at times, disappointments, frustration. They cause discouragement, helplessness, hopelessness, stress, disappointment, a feeling of defeat, failure. Now, we can either be reactive or proactive during these downtimes, the spiritual downtimes. We can either feel sorry for ourselves and seek attention and sympathy and at times maybe even give up and throw in the towel. Giving in to life's pressures, giving in to our own faults and foolishness. Or we can understand and always remind ourselves that it's a part of life and that tomorrow is another day graciously gifted to us by God, as we read in Psalm 118:24. Today is the day the Lord has made. Come and let's rejoice and be glad, regardless of the circumstances. It's a time, a blessing, an opportunity to draw closer to Him, to have a relationship with Him, to intensify our relationship with Him, share with Him in His life and His mercies and His grace and compassion, correcting the wrongs. We can use these times to reflect on where things turned around. When did it go down? When did it go wrong? When did it crumble? When did it fail? It is a time to reflect on the why am I where I am at? Why are things not the same? For example, why am I angered quickly now? Why am I frustrated? Why am I deserted by family, friends, relatives? Why am I alone? Now, these are life's issues in general. But looking at the downtimes of the spiritual life that we live as Christians, some of those examples would be, why is my prayer or my prayer life not healthy, not regular, not effective, not fulfilling, etc.? Why am I not engaged in all of the aspects and duties of my Christian life and relationship with God, being called His child? Now, I'm not going to give you verses on why am I not, but I want to focus on the down times. What do we do during these down times? How can we make most of these down times that we have? Well, first and foremost, the scriptures teach us what we need to do at all times. And we're focusing on our down spiritual times. When you feel down spiritually, I'm not spiritually active. I'm down. I'm frustrated. I'm tired spiritually. St. Paul writes to the Ephesians in his epistle, chapter 5, verses 15 to 16. That is Ephesians 5, 15 to 16. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise. Now listen, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. Making the most of your time. Not specified, is it? But allow me to specify those times, the good times, the bad times, the up times, the down times, the successful times, the failure times, the sad, the joyous, and you add those times that is coming to your mind. Be wise, St. Paul writes, not feeling sympathy for yourself and sour grapes and giving up. No, no, be wise and know that whatever the times are, whatever circumstance we are going through these spiritual downtimes, well, that time itself is a gracious gift of God who created time, praise and glory be to his name. We read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning there's a time. God created it. So that time that you have, regardless of what circumstances, joyous, down, up, right, left, whatever it is, think and remember and encourage yourself, will say, well, at least I am being blessed with this time, with this opportunity, because time is from God. Praise be to his name. Be wise. Be wise and make the most of that time. Take it as a time to correct the wrongs, to let go of the wickedness. Make use of the time to learn from your sufferings, mistakes, and foolishness, stubbornness, pride, and bad decisions. Be wise, writes St. Paul to the Ephesians. Be wise in your decision-making, your choices, your conclusions that will most definitely affect your future and possibly the future of others who are near you, family, friends, again. Be wise, beloved. Be wise to be brave and humble, to admit to your wrongs during these down times. Because remember, during our down times, we just spoke, and these are the times that we need to use to reflect on why am I, where am I at? And when we identify in humility, we admit and confess our wrongs, our faults, our foolishness, and our sins, most importantly. Because that is when God hears from heaven and will forgive our sins and will correct our wrongs and will wisen our foolishness. 2 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 17. When we make use of the time that God has graciously provided us with, gifted us with, wisely. When we ponder on our circumstance and wise and where and how, that way is when God hears from heaven and will forgive our sins and he will help us to correct. Just as Christ lifted those who are down, beloved, so too we should be wise and use our down times to also allow Christ to lift us up and believe and stand firm on that. The secular term down and out, and not just merely referring to financial positions, is somewhat paraphrased down and prepared to be lifted in Christendom terms. According to Isaiah chapter 42, verse 3, listen to this, beloved. If you are going through these down times because of various circumstances, and we're talking spiritually now, listen to this, take heart. believe, trust. Isaiah writes in chapter 42, verse 3, a bruised reed he, that is Christ, praise be to his name, will not break, and a faintly burning wick or a flickering wick he will not quench. So during those spiritual downtimes, when your circumstances are trying to break you, and that hope that is flickering, Christ will not quench. So if you're feeling down in your life, again, don't just feel pity and seek sympathy and attention. Use this time to examine, identify, and correct while being prepared to be lifted up by He who is lifted on the cross for your sake. We have hope. We have the promises. He has never left us or forsaken us. That's how we feel. Sometimes during those down times, we feel that not only the world and friends and family have forsaken us, but the enemy plays with our minds too, trying to tell us and convince us that, yes, your Lord, your God has also left you. Will your God listen to you and hear you? Well, our reply should be, first and foremost, to the enemy, away from me, Satan, in the name of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. And then our reply should be, yes, you fool. Yes, you deceiver. My Lord has promised that he will never leave me nor forsake me. Because my Lord is the high priest who can feel sorrow with me, go through my pain when I have sinned and I am down and out. Why? Because he was tempted by you, O deceiver. He was tempted in every way by you. But you know what? He crushed you. He hammered you. He slam dunked you. And if you're saying, well, that was the Lord Jesus Christ, he is God, that is your God, well, I will say, I am the brother of Jesus Christ. I am the son of the one true God, creator of heaven and earth, who cast you down from heaven because you rebelled, oh, you fool. I have that same power because I have been clothed with that power from my baptism. Now, if you're going to attack me personally, oh, you fool, you deceiver, we're talking about Satan, by the way. If you're going to attack me, yes, I am a fool. I'm a human being because of you, obviously. I sometimes tend to put my guard down and allow you to take over. But hey, let me tell you something. Just as my Lord prayed for Simon in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said that you wanted to sift his soul, you wanted to sift him, but he prayed for Simon, and the most that you could do and accomplish was to crucify my Lord. Well, let me tell you, that crucifixion was to your shame and your defeat and your demise. Christ has also prayed for me. That prayer, that high priestly prayer in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to John, you are quite aware of, oh, you deceiver, you fool, Satan, that was for me. I am down because of my foolishness, because of my stubbornness, because of my stiff-neckedness. I am down, but he's going to lift me up. That's the approach we should have, beloved. Because what we do is when we're down, we even kick ourselves further. We take away the hope. We quench that flickering light. We do it to ourselves. Christ won't do that because the scriptures say, beloved, a bruised reed he will not break. He will not break. And a faintly burning wick he will not quench, Isaiah 42, 3. So whatever circumstance you're going through today, beloved, again, examine it, identify it, and correct it, while being prepared to be lifted up by He who is lifted on the cross for our sakes. Praise and glory be to His name, now and at all times and forever. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message. Please don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends and family. For any future topic suggestions or to give us detailed feedback, please visit our link in the show notes, linktr.ee/doubleedgedsword. Until next time, God bless you all.